Everybody, here we are with a new episode from our very, very, very funny and interesting podcast, City Deadass, with a little special today about Bet Porter, because my girlfriend had this week her birthday. Happy birthday!
Thank you. Yeah, I turned 26. Last Wednesday, and yeah, we were planning about doing already kind of like an episode, but it didn't worked out. So here we are today, and yeah, a Bet Porter special.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a really good idea for my birthday.
Yeah.
So yeah, Bet Porter. Amazing. Always good. do we have some new things? By the way, about Jennifer or Laurel? Did they post something?
Mm-mm.
Not really.
No.
Only Jennifer posted something about Transgender Visibility Day. Mm-hmm. That was really nice on Twitter.
Yeah.
And yeah. Not something really special. But yeah. It's sad there was not so much. And that the only thing I saw there was Rosie was filming again for the L Word Generation Q.
Mm-hmm. And now in April, she comes back, I guess. Oh, well.
What was she doing in California with her daughter then?
She is there for a vacation.
Oh, I thought she was filming because it is April, of course, already. That's my stupid thing. I'm sorry. I thought she was shooting. But the good thing is that Rose is coming on the pen spot.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited about it. I never expected it to come to the pen spot.
Me neither.
Yeah.
It's really nice because I really want to know why Rose isn't in the Alpha Generation queue.
Mm-hmm. I hope they're telling us.
Yeah.
Why. And so much more.
Yeah, because I'm really curious what she's being... Yeah, what she's doing right now, and we don't see her on any shows anymore, movies or something, so...
Yes. The only thing where I know is that she has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw once time pictures with her where she was pregnant.
Okay.
And
no, this is maybe a long time ago already.
I don't know how old is the kid and what work it actually have.
Yeah, because Rose is also not really, lost on Instagram or something, or Twitter. I don't think she has a social media.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think so.
But that's good sometimes, no social media, to be honest. It's really easy, so I get Rose.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, today Bet Porter special. What do we know about Bet?
We know that she have a sister.
Oh yeah, half sister, Kit Porter.
She is, or was, married with Tina, where she come together with her when they were both very, very young.
Oh yeah, Tina was quite young, of course, when she met Bet. And Bet is half African American because her mother is white, and also her mom passed away very early. Dad passed away. We saw that, of course. But her dad wasn't really a nice person sometimes against her.
Not really. He is like her nephew.
David, yeah.
From Kitty's son.
Yeah.
He's also a homophobic, I think.
Yeah, it's not really homophobic, I guess, but they don't really getting used to it. I don't know what the problem is with them. But that's also the thing, of course, between David and
Kit.
Kit never raised David, and Melvin did that. So yeah, his strict things were like mirroring. Yeah, David, of course. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But to go back when Bette was young, she studied on Yale. She's very Ivy League educated. You! What a word! In high school, she dated a man, Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't really work out because she was having a crush on her professor
mm-hmm.
back then. And then after a while, she felt for Kelly Wentworth.
Mm-hmm.
And she rejected that, of course. And she was very devastated about it. Mm-hmm. And then after University of Yale, she met Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And they dated for the whole 6 weeks. Woohoo! Alice and Bette, to be honest.
I never expected that they were together, really.
No.
And I saw the first season where they had talked about in one episode when Tina told them how Bette and Hare come together. I was, what the fuck? Alice and Bette?
How is that even possible? But yeah, and to go further, then she dated Alice for like 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was really funny. And then after those 6 weeks, she met Tina in her own gallery, in mm-hmm. the Bette Porter Gallery. And that was love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah, for both sides.
Yeah. It was like the thing with the earring is like really cute. You lost your earring and then she lost it again so she can come back. Call it fate. Or like Alice said, of course, the oldest trick in the book. But yeah, Tina is really the love of Bette's life, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I think Bette is like a very independent woman, very strong, very open opinioned, and mm-hmm. I really like that in her.
Yeah.
And well, if you look at Bette in season one, she's really the man of the house a little mm-hmm. bit. She's taking care of Tina, of course. Mm-hmm. Tina don't work because Tina wants to get pregnant. And yeah, I think that's also something between Bette and Tina. In the beginning, they weren't equal, so they weren't like really, how can I say that? They were a good couple,
mm-hmm.
but if Tina had more space and more to tell, I think they wouldn't end up breaking up together.
Yeah. Yeah, because also Bette is very dominant,
mm-hmm.
actually. And yeah, when Tina and Bette break up, Tina switched. Also, she learned.
Yeah, definitely.
And Bette was also surprised about.
Yeah, she wasn't that fragile thing anymore that she had in the beginning. No, not at all. But I like that. Bette, her dominant side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She shows that she's there, like, here I am, and who is going to say that I can't do it? I love it. Mm-hmm. I wish I had that sometimes a little bit more in me than, but if you look at Jennifer is totally not Bette Porter in those kind of things, because she's really shy, very easy, very not dominant.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she played it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think it wasn't easy to play Bette.
Mm-mm.
No.
But she's the perfect Bette.
Definitely.
Nobody could better play Bette as him.
No, not at all. How the way she yells sometimes. And in season two, she's really, of course, heartbroken about Tina
mm-hmm.
and how she smashed into that car with Mr. Green and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, how she talked with him on the phone and she don't let anybody under her skin
mm-hmm.
and sometimes that's good, but sometimes she needs to be more sensitive, I guess,
mm-hmm.
which she isn't always.
But I think in season 5, 6, she is more sometimes with when this happens with Cody.
Yeah, but I think also a little bit in season 3.
Mm-hmm.
When she had no job,
mm-hmm.
and the things with Tina didn't work out back then because, yeah, she fell in love with Henry, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Henry, yeah, Henry. And, yeah, then she really showed her sensitive side.
Yeah. She did. That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that... And what you said with the thing with Jody and everything, that she asked Tina for help, I think it was really cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Tina really wanted that back, of course, in season 4.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I really also like sensitive Bat a little bit, not so much. I think badass Bat is the best. And And when Tina and Beth came back together in season 5 and season 6, of course, that they were more equal. They were a better couple. They were communicating better and everything. Mm-hmm. So in the seasons we had, Beth also grew in her
mm-hmm.
being herself a little bit.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's good.
And she learned that she must move on without Tina. It was hard, but Jody was there. That was actually really good. But when we have now Beth in the Generation Q, she don't really move on, I think.
From Tina, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, not really. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
But... to be honest, I like Beth more in the original series than in Alwa Generation Q.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's fucking up so much. But yeah. But the only thing good about Beth is being a mother in the Alwa Generation Q. Because that's the mm-hmm. same as in the original version.
Mm-hmm. And she tried to fight for Kit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also really bad, of course.
Mm-hmm.
To go further on Kit and Bat, their bond is in the beginning. If you see season 1, it's not so good.
Mm-mm.
They weren't like very good sisters, but
yeah,
still always there for each other.
Yeah,
no matter what. But further in the seasons, yeah.
Yeah. And it comes with Alvin and Beth said to her, she loves you, she wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, bullshit.
Bullshit. But it's true. Mm-hmm. He really wanted it. Well, she wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I think in season 2, it's really a great bond with them. Because Beth knew she fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
But she wanted Tina back so badly, and Kit knew that they belongs to each other. And because in this one scene, when Helena and Tina comes into the planet, she rolled her eyes as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she is on the side of Beth.
Of course. But this is what Kit said. If you want me to talk to Tina, yeah, what were you gonna say? That my sister fucked up and that she's a really horrible person, but that she really loves you and wants you back, and that
mm-hmm.
you need to talk it out. And after 8 years, that it's yeah. normal.
Yeah.
But yeah. It was hard season 2 with Tibet.
Yeah.
To be honest, sure.
Yes.
If I look at Beth, the way she dresses and everything. She's a real lesbian.
Mm-hmm. In season 1, episode 1, it's complete a lesbian outfit, I think.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. But I love it. The pantsuit. I call it always power suit. Because when Beth is having her suit on, it's Beth Porter. It's like, here I am. Nobody's going to do something with me. I think it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think when we look further to the other seasons, I think her outfit's getting better. Yeah. I mean, we have in season one also great outfits, mm-hmm. but I think at season two it looks more better.
Yeah.
I think
the, also a little bit easier, the way she dresses, but mm-hmm. still nice.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it, but you can put everything on Pep Porter. Mm-hmm. Even a garbage bag, and she looks still incredible in my eyes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's where, like, with Helena, where Helena wears so easy clothes.
Yeah.
When Bet would wear this, they wear the same.
Yeah.
She would look incredible.
Helena and Bet are really similar in those kind of things. They're both mm-hmm. very dominant. They can tell them, you can tell them what to do, but they're not gonna do it.
Yes.
And
they are both really good badasses.
Definitely. Yeah, they have a big mouth both. But I think when they love someone, they really love someone.
Yes.
And they will do everything. Like Helena with Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
And Beth with Tina, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think with Candace was not really a good idea from Beth back then.
And if I'm honest, I don't know. I don't get why.
No, because she was hot.
No.
Rachel said that because Candace was hot.
I don't think so.
No, me neither. Candace is not really my type.
No.
But I loved it how Rachel said that. Why did Beth cheat on the carpenter on Tina? Because she's hot. Well, Rachel thinks she's hot. That's good to know. And if you look at the other people that Beth dated after Tina, who would you think fits the best with Beth after Tina?
If I'm honest, I would say Jody.
Yeah, I would say Jody too. I'm not really into Jody, but I think they were kind of like a good couple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's nobody else actually who would fit good to her. Yeah, when we're looking with Nadja, that thing was awful.
Yes, feel way too young.
Yeah.
Felicity in the Elder Generation Q is like,
was actually stupid.
Candace?
not at all. And this was not also, they were cute.
Yeah.
But they didn't fit so good, I think.
No. Tina is just the way she belongs to.
Yeah.
It's the same with Helena and Dylan.
Yeah.
They belong together.
And Tasha and Alice.
Tasha and Alice.
Shane and Molly.
Everybody's saying Shane and Carmen. We always say Shane and Molly.
Yeah. Yeah. You changed my opinion about.
And Jenny.
It's a good one. Because if I'm honest, I would say Robin.
Yeah, I loved Robin.
Because Robin loved her really. And she was after Marina, so the first for her. And so I would say her.
Yeah, I always say Jenny and Marina for be sure. Because I think they would really fit together very well.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't work out. I think Jenny doesn't really have someone Mm-mm. that really belong to her. No?
Not really. And then, as I would say that Tim not really fits to her.
Not at all. But then we have Kit and Angus, of course.
Mm-hmm. The other end game.
Yes. definitely. So, yeah. But Bet and Tina are endgame for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the Our Generation queue.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at those scenes that Tina is coming back because she needed to help Bet and everything. I think Tina is really her supporter, her love,
mm-hmm.
her best friend. I think everything she needs. But yeah. Why are they always fucking up with each other? Always. I don't get it.
I truly don't. But yeah.
Yes.
Would you date Beth Porter?
Maybe.
Why?
Because, yeah, she is strong.
Mm-hmm.
She is a fighter. And if you really love someone, she took care of him or of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you would date her?
Yes.
Okay. I don't. Because I want more like to be bad sometimes, more being, well, I'm very independent, of course, but
mm-hmm.
sometimes I wish I had a bigger mouth and getting more for my opinion and yeah, just being a little bit stronger if it's possible. So, yeah. But would I date her? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Once I would like it. But I would prefer to date Tina more.
Why?
Because Tina is so sweet. So caring. So loving. So also a badass sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And I think she's also strong.
Mm-hmm.
She's also a fighter. And yeah. Also, when I had to choose between Beth and Tina, I would say Tina.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would date Tina.
Yes.
But I would definitely date Helena. Sure. Yeah.
I would come with you.
Yeah. But also Tasha.
No.
Yeah. Not because so because I think and Dana, definitely Dana. Because I think Dana's so sweet, so innocent, and I love that. Yeah. So, no, I don't want to date Beth Porter, but yeah. And to be honest, everybody always thinks, yeah, Shane is the biggest one from the whole show.
Not really.
No. In my eyes, and I think in the same as yours, it mm-hmm. must be Beth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She is the one from the show. Everybody's yeah. always saying Shane, but...
Yeah, but gave the interview where Rachel said Jennifer Beals is the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely. I think that's true.
Yeah, because I think Jennifer made it together with Laurel.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah.
Because if Tibet wasn't there, I think that I would never... That's such an amazing show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
So, but yeah. Yeah, okay. Beth Porter is in my eyes also the hottest one from all. With her brown curls and eyes and
mm-hmm.
just the way she dresses and how she looks.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have a favorite scene with Beth?
A favorite scene? Yes.
Which one?
It's in season 6 when they are in the restaurant with Kelly Ensworth, also mm-hmm. Tina and Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And the producer come in from Tina
yeah.
and Tina is outside to took air. And Beth got up and walks to them and told them her opinion. I loved it.
Yeah, me too. How
because
she
want to protect her and want to take care of her. And yeah, I really loved it.
And if I look at my favorite scene from Beth, I love that scene when she's talking on the phone with Mr. Green and that she's telling her from, I'm not going to write you a blank check because you yell like a fucking banshee. I love that. But I must say that your scene is also great because she's really taking care of protecting Tina.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, Tina didn't need it because she was really protective of herself. Mm-hmm. After.
Yeah. but hey, Amy. That's the doggy. Hello, baby. And but really, my favorite scene from Bat. Must be something with which I really like her fight with Tina over Angie's then sending to preschool.
Mm-hmm.
How she fights for her right about Angie, that she needed to go to the best preschool, period. I love that scene. Yeah.
And I like also the scene, the fair between Helena when the Batrusa want to have another vaccine.
Yeah.
And then they said, yeah, Tina and Shane.
Nobody's gonna watch Nina and Sean.
Yeah.
And then, what about Beth and Helen?
Well, that's hot. Yo, it's hot, but never gonna work out.
So, yeah, I must say that I loved it. Do you also have a funny scene which you like from that?
When you said, fuck you, James. Oh, fuck you.
I have that also with, were you calling Brown Barbie, you fucking Carmelita Tropicana?
Yes, that is awesome.
In the basketball game. And but also when they are sitting in the season 6, when Shane and Jenny come in, the Tina and her sitting on the couch laughing. Hello, Beth. Hello, Jenny.
Yes. That is also really funny.
And the scene that everybody finds out about Shane and Jenny, that she is reading her text message, like, and she's just in a staff meeting.
Yeah, she started to laughing. Or the scene between Alice and Hare before the dance competition is, and they make so a little fight about it.
Yeah, very competitive.
Alice want to win, Beth want to win, and that was also a real friend thing, I think.
Yeah, really best friend thing. Your favorite season from Beth?
My favorite season.
I can't choose. I know for sure.
I really like her in all episodes, in all seasons actually. But I think it's really hard. I would say that I love her probably more in season 3 because she grew up. She fights for Angie. She wants to be a good mother for her. She risked that that Tina called the police when she kidnapped her. No, it doesn't fit them to say that she grew up and she kidnapped her.
I really liked Beth in the beginning of season 1. Bad as everything is going well. And then I really liked her in season 4. When she was just in the beginning with Jody. And then I really liked her in season 5 and 6. Because she really fought for Tina and Angie and just being a family.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Just love her. Mm-hmm. I have nothing else to say.
And have you got a favorite line of her?
I have that line when she's sitting with Tina and Alice at the table, and Alice is saying, like, have you heard from Jenny and Marina? And Beth say, what? That they're doing it with each other. Did Marina tell you? No. But it was the thing Marina didn't tell me. Why is it always that you think that everyone is sleeping with everyone else? Because they are. No, that's just your little fantasy. Here is a truly radical idea to contemplate about. Monogamous isn't just hypothetical. Some people actually do practicing. And then I'm like, boom, bats. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, then you have... what do you call Brown Barbie? Your fucking Carmelita Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
And... now I remember a really, really nice, funny scene between Beth and Phyllis.
I know what you mean. No, actually, it can be two.
Which two?
I'm not sure which robbery. When... when they went to Phyllis' office.
Yeah.
And who called the liar again? Joyce. Joyce Wishner, were they naked?
Oh, yeah.
Probably that's over when Phyllis wanted to kiss her.
Yeah, that one I meant when she tried to kiss her. And, but also, she has, like, the most funniest scenes with Phyllis.
Mm-hmm.
Because she also has that one... how's to do the thing with the chart? You can't end up in the chart if you haven't been... Oh, well, maybe I would end up in the chart, Phyllis said. And Beth is looking like, fuck me. Because, yeah, Alice slept, of course, with Phyllis.
Yeah.
So.
Didn't she say... Fuck you, Alice, when it comes out.
I thought, fuck me. We should definitely watch that back.
Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah. I think that can be really badass, but also very funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, Jennifer always wanted a little bit, doing a little comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's never asked for a little bit of comedy things.
Yeah.
And I think that's sad, because...
But there's also a good scene. She is not to see in it, but to her, with that thing, three lesbians for bed.
Oh, yes!
When she said,
good morning, lesbians!
I said, good morning,
Beth. Oh, Tina looked awful in that scene.
Yes.
I hated it. But Shane was really girly,
yes.
Which isn't. Are they not gonna ruin my hair? No, I promise you, ladies, they are not gonna ruin your hair. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we are agreeing with Beth and Tina that they belong together and there's no other couple.
Mm-hmm.
And Shane and Alice are her best friends.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, and also Kit. But yeah, she died, so that's a little bit difficult.
Yeah. But what I like at Beth too is in season 3 when Helena and Alice becomes best friends, because Helena was actually the one and only who helped her to come over Dana.
Yeah.
And they were at a birthday party from Alice, and Alice asked Beth before that it is okay that Helena come with her, and Beth said yes, and showed her, okay, we can start new if you want, so.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked that, because this was really awful between them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things with Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And then how Helena was to her.
Yeah.
And the CSE.
I think she can forgive quickly.
sometimes, not always, but sometimes. So yeah, that's something I really like about Beth too. I have to agree with you.
Yeah, and she wanted actually a good ending also with Jody.
Yeah, she tried it.
She tried really to talk with her every time, and that she don't have that feeling or thinking that she cheated on everybody with her.
No.
Because when this was with Kelly, and Kelly said Jody that she had sex, and it wasn't too actually.
No.
And it wasn't fair. So I think that it's good that she fight them for herself too, to be honest. And
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But sometimes they saying, yeah, Beth is a real big cheater. No.
Mm-mm.
She has not always been the best, maybe, but no.
I would say that Shane is the biggest cheater.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because she cheated on Helena with Beth, on Beth with Henry. Yes.
Yeah.
And then the thing with Jody, she was... Also. It belongs too for this.
Yes.
She was...
But you know what the thing is? I can forgive Tina very good in that thing with cheating. Because
she is so cute.
Yeah, it really is. I can't say... No... But it's Tina. Yes, it's Tina. But no, Tina would never do that. Now Tina does it a lot of times. So.
But what I like also from Beth is in season 6, when they are in the hospital with Angie, and she stands for the lady of the hospital because she asks it who's the mother. And okay. She has to ask it. That it's normally, but then Beth said that it doesn't matter who's the mother. They are both the mother for her, and
yeah.
It was a good one.
Definitely.
Yeah.
She really stand up for herself, but also for her daughter.
Yeah.
And that's what she always does.
Yeah, because I think when I came to a straight couple. The lady had never asked who's the mother.
No, never.
Yeah, so I get it why Beth said it.
But they will always have that kind of problem, I guess.
Yeah, it was actually from season 1.
We
had it.
True.
When we see Tina and Helen, Beth and Tina. Sorry.
It's okay.
Beth and Tina at the doctor to get the sperm. And she said, and yeah, you can make your vet before, then it works better. And Beth said, she never had asked a straight couple.
Of course not.
And Tina would eyes and looked so, shut up and fuck me.
Just come on. Don't be such an ass. But she did it anyway. So yeah, that was really nice. So I think we have discussed everything about Beth. I think we didn't forget anything.
No.
It's good. Because we talked a lot. Again. So well, next week, a new episode. But we're not going to tell them what we're going to talk about. Let's give it a surprise. That's a good one.
Yes.
That's a really, really good one. So, yeah. Well, thanks for listening. And I really liked this for my birthday.
Yes.
Next time it's your birthday.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
We're going to do, I think, a Helena Tina special.
Yes.
Yeah, I think this is a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably talking about the bedroom.
Yeah, probably.
If you want.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So, I think we need to say goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay. You may start.
It was really fun to talk with you about acting. It's every week a lot of fun.
It is. It is. It is. But that's good.
So yeah, I will be excited for the next week.
Me too. Me too.
But it's actually a little bit sad because then we have
the distance again.
Yeah, and you have to invite me and to talk. This is then a little bit stupid again.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
So, of course.
Well, let's end it with the bye then.
Bye.
Bye.